Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're here today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Hannah Kerr. Learn all about her at hannahkerrmusic.com. Hannah, thanks so much for hanging out today.
Thanks for having me, Austin. I'm excited to be here.
Sweet, sweet. Now listen, I was doing a little reading up on you, and I found this on, we'll see. Now this is on Wikipedia, and everybody knows that Wikipedia is the news source of the world, and it's very reliable. So I hope this is true. But you were born in Buffalo, New York. Is that true?
That's right. I sure was.
All right. How long did you live in Buffalo?
So I lived in Buffalo until 2011. So I was 13 years old. So I just crossed the threshold where I've lived in Nashville longer than I lived in Buffalo. But yeah, that's where I lived my whole childhood.
All right. So this is very helpful because it means I got it right. Now, I looked up some fun facts on Buffalo.
Oh.
So let's see if you are familiar with these things. Buffalo's Turkey Trot. Have you ever run in the Turkey Trot?
Absolutely not. I am not a runner. If there's one thing that we need to start this podcast with, is that I am not a runner. Okay. But I have lots of friends that have done the Turkey Trot. It's just not my journey.
Okay. It's not Hannah's journey. But it's other people's journey. And it's the longest continually running foot race in America.
No way.
Started in 1896.
Wow. Very fun fact.
So maybe, well, think about this. Maybe next time we do this show from the Turkey Trot.
Sure. As long as
calmly
we are
walking. Calmly walking. Calmly walking.
Yes.
I thought this little fact was interesting. And listen, to those who are listening, I tell people this consistently when I do these shows. I don't check these facts. These could be completely wrong. But the internet says these things happen. And I'm just going with it. Okay?
That's right. Especially Wikipedia. That's the best source. So it's great.
So another thing I read about Buffalo is it's never cracked 100 degrees.
I believe that. I really do.
99.
It is a chilly place. When I was growing up, I feel like summers never got above like 82. Like that was kind of the warmest it would get, which now living in Nashville, I realize that was kind of a blessing. Okay. Because Nashville is like really hot in the summer. But yeah, Buffalo, not a hot place, very cold place, in fact.
So it'd be like the 80s in the summer, but winter just brutal? Is it just brutal?
Oh, horrible. Because we're right next to Lake Erie, so we get all that lake effect snow, and it's just the most amount of snow you can think of. Like, when I was a child, we would build tunnels through the snow. It was like 6 feet tall. So, yeah, lots of snow, very cold. A lot of people leave Buffalo and go to, like, Florida or something in the winter. If you're like a retired person, they're called snowbirds.
Yeah,
so that's very common. And a lot of people in Buffalo have to have like happy lights because we just don't get that much sun, like sunlight. And so there's a lot of people that require additional vitamin D. Is that what you get from the sun? Yes.
Probably. Yes. I don't know. Probably. I don't check the facts I bring on the show, Hannah, much less facts are thrown out. So
this
show is loosely educational. And then the Goo Goo Dolls are from Buffalo. Did you know that?
I did know that. That's kind of our one claim to fame is the Goo Goo Dolls being from there. So that's kind of our only famous person making claim.
Yeah, I had no idea as I was reading that. I was like, oh, I like the Goo Goo Dolls. And so I'm
totally. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and this one. So how far is Buffalo from Niagara Falls?
It's like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Because I was reading this fact, and I was like, I'm not 100. We're stretching, but I'm here for it. There was a lady named Anna Edson Taylor. She was the first person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survive, which
Yes.
again, like, what are
Yeah.
we doing? Like, why are we doing
Horrible
this?
statistic.
This is, yeah, the first one to
Horrible.
survive. Many have done it, they just didn't live. So she's the first one to survive in 1901. It was an event watched by thousands. The way this is connected to Buffalo, though, is all the people came from Buffalo to watch her. And so, like, all
Yeah.
the thousands are like, we want to go watch this lady probably die off this thing. And so Buffalo, that's how Buffalo's connected. They didn't actually
That's how
do
we
anything.
roll.
They just
You can
wanted to
actually
watch this lady.
see, so there's like two sides of Niagara Falls, and you can watch Niagara Falls from Buffalo. Like there's a bridge that you can walk out on, like a
Really?
pedestrian bridge. Yeah, it's way better to view Niagara Falls from the Canadian side because you can see like the full horseshoe. But if you're in Buffalo, you can see it from Buffalo. So I believe that they all got up there to watch her. Kind of morbid when you think about it. If she was
Terror.
the very first person to ever survive, the expectations were a little skewed, maybe
Well, he's a
on that.
goner. Yes.
Yeah.
They're
They didn't
like,
have TV back then, so you know what they had to
what a
do?
lot to do.
Go over Niagara Falls.
It's probably cold, you know? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, there's not enough light. I'm cold.
Yeah.
I've got
It could
nothing
have
else
been
to
me.
do. Let's just
Yeah.
see how this plays out. She survived, though. I wonder what
Good for
condition
her.
she was in. I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's our fun facts about Buffalo, everybody. Let's
Love it.
go. And next time you see me in Hannah, we'll be at the Turkey Trot. Maybe going to a Goo Goo Dolls show if we're lucky
That's
enough
right.
to be there.
Can't wait.
I got enemies at every side. It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with the shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know's gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, I will have no
You had me standing on a mountain, walking through barren lands. You took my hand and you said, you can have this world, but I won't go with you. Oh, I won't go with you. But I ran out of places and feelings I was chasing. All I have is you and you alone. Your spirit will follow me down to Sheol. And the thing about the King, he's always with me, so I can't run from you. But I won't run from you.
And I said, hold on, wait a minute. I don't want what you in and there. And I don't want to go unless I'm going there with you.
Wait!
Again, here with Hannah Kerr on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at hannahkerrmusic.com. Well, Hannah, what got you into music to begin with?
Yeah, I feel like music is kind of in my blood. Like I've always kind of sung, and my parents were the worship leaders at my church in Buffalo. And my grandparents, like on both sides, are also really musical. So pretty much everybody in my family is involved in music in some way, whether it's leading worship at church or writing songs, or my grandfather taught me to play the French horn. Like there's just a lot of music in my family. So growing up, I kind of just did music because that's what we did. You know, it wasn't even like something I chose, like, oh, I'm going to do music for my living. It was just like, my dad asked me to sing Above All by Michael W. Smith at church, so I'm going to sing it, you know? Yeah. So I really just grew up singing. And then when I moved to Nashville in 2011 for my dad's job, I started leading worship at my church. And in Nashville, it's like, you know, people go to all churches in Nashville and you just never know who's there. And so I went to a church in Brentwood. I still go there. And this guy named Mark Miller, who produces Casting Crowns, he was also in Sawyer Brown, like a country band back in the day, still is. But anyways, he heard me lead worship at church. And I think I was 17 or 16 at the time. So he approached me after the service and was like, hey, I really love your voice and I'm wondering if you do music. And I said, no, I mean, I sing, but I've never thought about like being an artist or anything like that. So he kind of took me under his wing and mentored me and helped me figure out like what I wanted to do in music and brought me to my first label meetings and all that stuff. So he became like a family friend and just like someone that is really special in my life. So it's cool that he's kind of the person that pushed me into doing music. And so that led to so many different things. Signing my first record deal and going on tour with Casting Crowns. And those were kind of my introductions into music. So yeah, it's crazy. I started a lot younger than like I felt like I was an adult at the time, but I was really young. 17 is a really early start to get into all this. So
Especially the older I get, the more I look back, I'm so convinced that we have such an opportunity and a calling, really, to call out what we see in people's lives. Like the things that God has gifted them with, and the things that we just see God doing in and with them. And it's that story after story of somebody saying, somebody saw me somewhere, this, where, and they said, and then they were willing to help or encourage. And it's just so important. And I try to bring that out anytime I hear that, because I think it's so important, because it doesn't happen enough.
You
Doesn't
could
happen
change
enough.
the whole trajectory of somebody's life just by
It's
giving them
true.
encouragement, you know?
It's
I
true.
think about that all the time. Like if he had not said anything, I don't know that I would have even considered like, oh, I want to be an artist. Like, I don't know. So he's responsible for a lot in my life actually, because he also introduced me to my husband. So I'm like everything in my life really, I owe to Jesus and Mark
I was gonna say, one A, one B, one A and one B. Now
Exactly.
here's the real question: do you still play the French horn?
You know, I don't. I feel like if I picked one up today, I could get through the basics, but I feel like it probably wouldn't sound very good. My mom plays the French horn, and I think she still has one, and she played like all through college and like her adult life, so she can definitely still play. So if I picked up her horn, I could probably make sound, but I don't think it would be very good.
I just think what I'm gonna on your next record, I'm gonna listen very closely for a little French horn. But I will just give me one French horn part. It's all I want.
Listen, I will say like anytime I listen to orchestral music or like Cody Fry or you know, I am always listening for the French horns because they really are, in my opinion, unbiased, the most beautiful instrument. They're just soaring, beautiful, triumphant, gorgeous instruments. So, you know, if I ever did like an orchestral version, like a, you know, horn version, I would definitely have some French horns on there. I just would not be the person playing it. So
I could be convinced of this French horn being in the brass section, at least. Really beautiful sound. That's true.
It's gorgeous. I mean, next time you're listening to something that's like orchestral, just really, really give those French horns
It
a listen.
does soar. It does soar. French horn people, we're here for you.
We're here for you. More
We
French
see you.
horns.
We see you. We're calling it out in your life. Go and
That's
do it.
right.
Go and do it.
know, I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I had said it. know, I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one. I'm not who I was, and
The king is in the road.
Fear has to flee.